from the Flanders Environment Agency from Belgium for this update and for giving us additional information regarding the status of the progress made. Are there any other requests for the floor? This doesn't seem to be the case. So, distinguished participants, with that, we have come to the end of agenda item three. Thank you very much for your interventions. We have taken note of the information provided, and we'll certainly include it in our concluding remarks. Now, I'd like to invite you all to turn to agenda item four, which will focus on the key highlights of the global and regional developments in monitoring the implementation of the Sustainable Development Goal 6. The objective of this agenda item where the objectives are highlighted in the paragraphs in the document in front of you. Nevertheless, I'd just like to quickly remind you that this session will look at how we can maintain good linkages between the developments under the protocol and the global efforts in monitoring progress with SDG 6. And we would also like to learn about the most recent developments as regards SDG 6 monitoring instruments, namely JMP, GLAAS, and the UN Water Integrated Monitoring Initiative for SDG 6. And also, I would like us to discuss how global monitoring instruments have been adopted and used in the national context, and especially in view of the current situation. So for this session, we have some speakers, and I would like to now invite Mr. Rick Johnston, who leads the WHO team, which is responsible for the WHO-UNICEF Joint Monitoring Program for Water Supply, Sanitation and Hygiene, JMP, to inform us about the latest developments in this field. You have the floor, sir.
Everyone for the opportunity.